Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is George Burns and Gracie Allen, Rah-Rah in Omaha, and it was first aired on May 15th, 1940.
Heinz, Honey, Gracie Allen with Frank Parker, Ray Noble, the Union Pacific Band, and Truman Bradley speaking.
A tradition song, that's right, you can't go wrong, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Well, before we start, I want to tell our listeners that we're here in Omaha, Nebraska for Gracie's convention, which will be held Friday night. Right now, we're broadcasting from the Exarvin Coliseum in front of thousands of people.
Oh, yes, it's wonderful to stand up here and look out into those wide open faces.
I want to thank Omaha for its wonderful reception, and that goes for all the towns and cities along the way.
Oh, yes, and we traveled on the presidential special.
That's right.
And oh, what service on the Union Pacific, and what a train. Well, in honor of it, George has been wearing nothing but railroad ties.
Gracie, aren't you thrilled? Everybody here in costume, thousands of men wearing beards.
Oh, yes, it's a hair-raising experience.
You said it.
Oh, well, I'm all in from Howling Beaver. Oh, there's one. Beaver!
Beaver? What's that?
Well, it's a game everybody plays. If you see a man with a beard and you holler Beaver, it's 5 points. And if you see a man with a mustache, it's only 3 points.
Well, what would you get for a face like mine?
A mask.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Say, George, one of those whiskerinos took me home last night.
Did he make a fuzz over you?
Well, I had to kiss him through a straw.
Well, Muff said. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet the members of our cast. First, our announcer, Truman Bradley. Well, Truman, what have you got to say?
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the Chamber of Commerce, citizens of Nebraska and friends, it fills me with great pleasure to say that you can get at any toilet goods counter in 10, 25, 50 cent size.
Truman, we traveled thousands of miles to get here. Didn't you forget something?
Oh, yes. Also the dollar size.
Well, that's fine. And now I want you to meet our romantic tenor.
Beaver,
quiet. Frank Parker.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank the Secretary of State for this introduction.
I'm not the Secretary of State.
I don't know. You look like Hull to me.
Frank, you said that 2 weeks ago.
Well, you better have an answer for that, brother. You're going to hear it often.
And now I want you to meet our orchestra leader, Ray Noble.
Thanks awfully. And I want to thank the Secretary of Agriculture.
All right, so I'm the Secretary of Agriculture. What's the joke?
Well, I don't quite know, George, but I'm working on it.
Ray, are you nuts?
You'd better think up an answer for that, brother, because I'm going to hear that often.
Say, Gracie, I hear at the Indian village last night the chief white buffalo hired inducted you into the tribe.
Oh, yes. My new Indian name is Princess Malajo.
It's too bad they didn't do anything for George.
Oh, well, don't worry, Truman. In his happy hunting ground, Sitting Bull is watching over George. Because when I'm in the White House, he'll be sitting pretty.
Truman, did you know that Jim Farley was made a member of the Omaha tribe?
Yeah, but they scalped him.
That's rather a bald statement. Come in.
Oh, Beaver.
Quiet. What is it, mister?
Miss Allen, here are the 19,000 straws you ordered.
19,000 straws?
Oh, well, I'm going out in the audience and take a straw vote, if you know what I mean.
I think I know it.
Sort of a mouth-to-mouth canvas.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Miss Allen, as they say in Omaha, ta-ta.
Ta-ta?
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta?
Ta-ta-da, 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 ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Where did that come from?
From the picture of the same name.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet the rest of our cast. And here they are, Bubbles Kelly.
Glad to be here. here. You know, I was born in this part of the country.
Where, Bubbles?
Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Well, that's you all over.
Now, you better be careful with those cracks, partner. I've got a gun. And when I shoot straight from the hip.
What, from way out there?
You know, Bubbles is really worth her weight in gold.
Now, wait a minute. Fun is fun, but I'm tired of this. I think I've got a little beef coming.
Oh, congratulations, boy or girl.
You know, Bubbles never gets off. Look at her. Isn't that a pretty face?
Oh, you know, I love to watch Bubbles laugh. There's so much of her has a good time.
As a matter of fact, the freight agent of the Union Pacific, come in.
Mr. Burns?
Yes?
Me Indian brave.
Indian brave?
Me got arrow.
Arrow?
Yes.
Where's your bow?
In my hair.
Well, is there anybody in this program that isn't a complete imbecile?
Oh, coming, old boy. Yes.
I was afraid of that.
Gracie, I bought you a present.
From Omaha?
No, from me.
Oh, I just can't wait to unwrap it. Why, it's beautiful. Oh, Ray, you shouldn't have done it. Look, George, this will take your breath away.
Well, what is it?
A package of Sensen.
Ray, don't you ever think of bringing a nice present to a girl?
Well, George, once I took a box of chocolates to a girl and we sat in the parlor and she turned down the light.
What happened?
I couldn't find the chocolates.
You know, George, I met a girl last night who was nuts about you, and I just couldn't help making a date for you.
Well, thanks, Frankie.
Yes, and she's a very important person, too. You know, she wants you to take her down to the Jubilee ceremonies.
Golden spikes?
Oh, she's got a mouth full of them.
Frank.
Beaver.
Quiet. With those beavers. Frank, I can dig up my own girls.
Yeah, that's the way they look.
Frank, if you think you can rib me, you're silly. You've got about as much chance of burning me up as Gracie has of being elected.
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't think I'm going to be elected, huh?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, I'll show you. Oh, all you ladies in the audience who are in favor of seeing me in the White House, please hold your husbands up in the air.
Come on.
And now, Frank Parker. Tonight, Frank has chosen a special convention song written by Walter Donaldson and Johnny Mercer. It's called On Behalf of the Visiting Fireman. Frank?
Blow me down, look at who's in town. Have a chair, there's one over there. Say, how have you been, and how's the Mexican? Fellas, look who just blew in. On behalf of the visiting firemen from Kansas City, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of the gentlemen, slicked up and looking pretty, let's make it two or three. Like the governor of Carolina, call the governor of Carolina South. On behalf of the visiting firemen of any city, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of the visiting firemen from Nome, Alaska, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of the gentlemen who live in old Nebraska, let's make it two or three. Like the governor of Carolina, or call the governor of Carolina South. On behalf of the visiting firemen from California, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of our presidential candidate, Miss Gracie Allen, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of old Georgie Burns, slicked up and looking pretty, let's make it two or three. Like the governor of Carolina, call the governor of Carolina. On behalf of our presidential candidate, Miss Gracie Allen, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of the gentlemen and spouses of the old Oxarbin, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of old Alvin Johnson, slicked up and looking pretty, let's make it two or three. Though the men wear whiskers about an inch or two, it's the style, so there is nothing else to do. On behalf of the gentlemen and sponsors of the old Oxarbin, let's have a smile on me.
Hey, Frank, how can you hold a note so long?
Say, I'm a Kenny Baker with muscles.
I'm more like a Nelson Eddy without riders.
Oh, George, I forgot to tell you, I was out with a fellow last night, and he's coming up here to tell everybody who's going to nominate me Friday night.
Is that so?
Yeah, you know, I've never been nominated before.
I know.
Oh, well, my daddy is half-nominated all the time.
You're telling me. Where did you meet this fellow that's coming up?
At the other end of a straw.
At the other end of a straw? Well, who is he?
Mayor Butler.
Mayor Butler of
Omaha?
Yes,
and after I paid for the sodas, he said to me,
Just a minute. You met Mayor Butler?
Well, yeah, last night, and we were both talking about running the government, and we laughed so much I fell out of the hammock.
Out of a hammock?
Yeah, oh boy, can he swing it.
Swing it? You were in a hammock with the mayor?
Of course.
Well, while this was going on, where was Governor Cochran?
Well, who do you think was pushing the hammock?
Gracie, where did you meet the mayor?
Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
That happens to be a hot number.
So is the song.
Look, Gracie, all I want to know is Mayor Butler really coming up here tonight?
Well, if he isn't there, I never live to see a third term.
Well, if the mayor is really coming up here, I better get a little speech ready to introduce him. Say, boys, see how this sounds. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Omaha, honored guests and friends, I know that you're not here to listen to a speech from me.
Say, George, you want to see the mayor do a one step.
One step?
Yeah, one step and he's finished.
Too danced out, huh?
No, just a little plump.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Beaver!
Quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Beaver. Beavers of Omaha.
Beavers of Beaver.
Please, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're not here to listen to a speech from me.
Hey, Gracie.
What is it, Bubble?
I'm not feeling well. I've got a pain.
Where?
Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're not here to listen to a speech from me. Hello?
Then why don't you shut up?
Wise guy. If he were here, I'd punch him right in the nose.
You'd punch who in the nose?
Wonder what took him so long. I was only kidding, you see.
George,
I was...
George, call him Beaver and you'll get 5 points.
Call me Beaver?
No, nice beard you've got on there, buddy. You know, once I had a beard like yours, but I cut it off.
Yeah, once I had a face like yours, but I couldn't cut it off, so I grew this beard.
What's wrong with my face?
You better have an answer for that, brother. You're going to hear it often.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, the mayor will love your speech.
Thanks. Ladies.
Oh, you ought to hear the speech he made last night.
What did he say?
Well, he said, does it see Dipsy President love great big mayor?
That's a pretty silly speech.
Well, the old gray mare ain't what he used to be.
And I suppose Governor Cochran was still pushing the hammock while this was going on.
No, he was busy snapping his bubble gum.
Gracie, are you sure the mayor is coming up?
Well, I'm positive, John.
I must get up with the speech. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're not here to listen to a speech for me.
Yes,
Gracie.
Ray?
Does Mayor Butler give you presents like I do?
Why, Ray Noble, I believe you're jealous.
Well, not anymore. I've been naturalized.
Naturalized? Where?
Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
Boys, will you listen to this speech, please? Ladies and gentlemen.
And George is right. If Mayor Butler is coming up here and George is trying to get a speech ready, why, the least we can do is listen to him.
Yeah, fun is fun and George isn't.
Yes. Quiet.
And I mean it. Now, let's give him a chance. And if anyone opens his mouth, I leave.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're not
here. George, that was pretty rotten of Frank to build you up and walk out on you. Why, I'd be burned up, too, if I were telling people that Heinz, Honey, and Almond Cream made rough red ham soft, smooth, and white. And somebody walked out on me between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. Where does he get
that? All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'll go out and get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Omaha.
George, what? George, look, there he is.
Who, the mayor?
No, Beaver.
Look, Gracie, if anybody yells that word once more, I'm going to leave.
What word?
Beaver. That did it. I'm going.
Tracy. I'd tell you a secret if it weren't for this huge crowd.
I can take a hint. So long.
You know, Gracie, this is the first time you and I have ever been alone.
Oh, yes. Especially in Omaha. Do you like my convention?
Yeah, you've got pretty eyes, too.
Oh, you have, too.
Two what? Two eyes?
Yes, but your ears are more outstanding.
I say thanks awfully.
Say, Ray, I've got a choked-up feeling inside, and it's hard to talk.
Is it love?
No, it's my girdle. Ray, did you ever dream of having a home?
Yes.
With me?
No, with the FHA. You know, I'm building a home, and all I need now is a wife.
Well, why don't you get a wife?
Well, how about you?
Oh, I'd rather get a husband.
Would you rather that I had a beard than just my face?
Yes, wouldn't you?
Yes, but it would take so long to raise a beard.
Well, how long did it take to raise your face?
Oh, a long, long time.
Oh, it's a long, long face. When you were a boy, did you ever have mumps?
No, only marbles.
Oh, mumps, are they as painful as marbles?
Well, I don't know. I've never sat on mumps, you see.
Oh. I'd like to sit on mumps, and I'd like to eat crackers in bed.
Do you get a bang out of them?
Only if they're firecrackers.
You know, Gracie, when I get married, I'd like an ivy-covered shack where the roses bloom all year long and sun shines all the day.
Oh, I know just the place.
Where?
Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
And now we hear the Union Pacific Band under the direction of Dante Pasciotti playing the Old Gray Mare.
Gentlemen, you just heard a 50-piece Union Pacific band who, by the way, made the train trip with us all the way from Los Angeles to Omaha. And, boys, that was really grand.
You know, George, every one of them is a union man.
Do they hold union cards, Frank?
I'll say they do. I lost $80 of them on the train trip.
Oh,
I did. Hey, George, I was at Creighton University yesterday, and I went through the fraternity houses, and I had more fun. In fact, I must write a letter of thanks to the principal.
Gracie, colleges don't have any principals.
Oh, no wonder I had such fun.
The name of the fraternity was probably Beta Lata Nibba.
Oh, well, on
some
my
joke.
Way, yes. On my way to Creighton University, Mayor Butler fell off my handlebars.
Look, Gracie, why don't you lay off Mayor Butler?
Well, why should I lay him off? He's doing a swell job.
Oh, George, I went through Boys Town yesterday, and you know what surprised me the most?
No, what?
Do you know it's full of boys?
Well, what did you expect?
Oh, a bigger laugh.
A bigger laugh, huh? Well, things are bad all over. Boys, I've got to rehearse this. Mayor Butler's coming up, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes.
Well, I'd better get this ready. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, the citizens of Omaha. Oh, come in.
George Burns and Gracie Allen?
I'm sorry, but we're in the middle of a speech, you see.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know.
Well, I want to welcome you and Miss Allen and the rest of your troop to Omaha.
Well, that's nice of you, kid, but you see, we're busy. Any minute now, I've got to introduce the mayor of Omaha, and I'm rehearsing my speech, but you wouldn't know about that.
What are you going to say, Mr. Burns?
Well, listen to the... Oh, well, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Omaha, honored guests and friends, I know that you're not here to listen to a speech from me, but without further delay, it gives me great pleasure to present Mayor Butler of Omaha.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. You're Mayor Butler?
Well, I ain't Yehudi.
Gracie, why didn't you tell me this was Mayor Butler? I thought you knew him.
Well, I didn't recognize him without the hammock.
Without the hammock?
Yes.
What hammock?
Well, what I mean is, this isn't the man who was with me last night.
Well, who was?
Well, what happened was I was in the hammock with a man, and I told him I was the next president of the United States, and he said, well, if you're the next president of the United States, then I'm Mayor Butler.
I say.
Oh, it's all right. I'm delighted to meet you and Miss Allen. And on behalf of the great metropolis of Omaha, I want to take this opportunity to welcome the surprise party candidate and her entire company, and to extend our heartfelt felicitations. And furthermore, oh, pardon me, Beaver?
Mr. Mayor, where did you pick up that word beaver?
Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
I don't know. Am I nuts?
You'd better get an answer for that, brother. You're going to hear it often. And furthermore, on behalf of the citizens of Omaha, I would like to ask Miss Allen a few questions about her platform.
Why, Mayor Butler, is it showing?
Forget the formality. Call me Dan.
Oh, now, please. You know, you're not allowed to say Dan on the radio.
Don't mind her, Your Honor.
That's all right, Mr. Burns. I think she's very amusing.
Oh, thanks.
There's a big wait here. We can build an auditorium.
All right.
What does his wife
Miss
think?
Allen, would you give me an angle on how to run the government?
Oh, well, now, what does your wife think?
I'm not married.
Oh, say, he's pretty.
Oh, yes.
You know, when I'm in the White House, I'm going to make you Secretary of the Interior so we can have some X-ray pictures taken together.
Gracie, please.
Miss Allen, if you're elected, will you bring back prosperity?
Oh, Danny, for you, I'd do anything.
That's a load off his mind.
Miss Allen, are you in favor of treaties with Europe and Asia?
Well, no. I'd rather have treaties with sugar and cream. Of course, if you like oatmeal. But personally, I like mush.
Yes, mush is very good with Europe and Asia.
Hmm. Miss Allen, what do you think of Senator Wagner's latest proposal?
Oh, well, I turned him down. You're more my type.
Gracie, please, after all, he's the mayor.
Miss Allen, what are you going to do about the Federal Reserve?
Oh, if you like them, Danny, I'll be glad to put up a few jobs.
Look, will you stop, please?
Miss Allen, I know you won't have any trouble with the Senate after you're elected. But will you be able to manage the House?
Oh, Danny boy, for you, I'd even scrub floors.
Look, don't mind her, Mr. Mayor. Have
you got an aspirin, brother?
Well, yes, I always carry them, Your Honor.
Would you mind getting me a glass of water?
Oh, gladly, Your Honor.
You know, Gracie, this is the first time you and I have ever been alone.
Oh,
well, Gracie, sing a little song.
Vocal Gracie, vocal Gracie. She's the best little skipper in the land. Vocal Gracie, Vocal Gracie. Won't you please give this little girl a hand at me? Even big politicians don't know what to do. Gracie doesn't know either, but neither do you. So vote for Gracie to win the presidential race. 100 million strong. That's right, you can't go wrong. Vote for Gracie. Keep voting all day long.
Keep voting all day long. Keep voting all day long. Fill up the ballot box. Keep voting all day long.
Well, thanks. Would you like to hear Frank Parker sing my song?
Oh, Gracie. Oh, Figaro, Figaro. Oh, Gracie, there's something you ought to know. I'm for Gracie to lead the boys and Mary Tracy. 100 million strong.
That's right, you can't go wrong. Go for Gracie. It's going all day long. Now, who'd like to hear George sing a chorus?
Thanks. I'll vote for Gracie so I could be by myself. Please vote for Gracie, then I'll be happy on the shelf. If she's elected, I'll be neglected. Then I can stay home and play solitaire and get that silly dame out of my head.
Vote for Gracie, vote for Gracie. She's the best little skipper in the land. Vote for Gracie, vote for Gracie. Won't you please give this little girl a hand?
I'll bring honor and fame to the feminine sex. If you can't write your name, you can vote with the next.
Vote for Gracie.
That's right, you can't go wrong. Vote for Gracie. Isn't it fun?
Keep voting all day long.
Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Oh, goodnight. And I want to thank Mayor Butler for being so nice and joining in the fun. And to show my appreciation, Mayor Butler, I've got something for you.
Oh.
Heard on tonight's program is Clark Gary's Orchestra, directed by Ray Noble. Good night, all. This is Truman Bradley speaking. Tonight's Burns and Allen Show is broadcast through Columbia's Omaha station, KOIL. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.